Welcome to Hot Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction haunted entertainment community. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we're here today now, a couple weeks out from HauntCon.
Yes, it feels much closer to us.
It feels much, much closer to us. We're kind of freaking out about HauntCon a little bit. We'll get into the deets in a minute.
Yeah.
But yes, we have lots of updates coming up about HauntCon coming up in 2 weeks, roughly, from today. Mm-hmm. But yes, do follow us at hauntweekly.com, HauntWeekly on Twitter, HauntWeekly on Facebook to keep on top of our HauntCon festivities. You can also find us at youtube.com/HauntWeekly for all previous episodes. And we're also available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. But yes, we are in full HauntCon craziness mode right now.
Yeah.
To put it modestly, we have a haunt to get ready.
Yes, that wasn't open this year, yes. So we are finishing the build as, you know.
Yeah.
We took a break from finishing the build to record this for you.
Yes, exactly. We have a presentation to prepare.
Yeah.
That all we've done to start that is an episode we did a while back.
Yeah, but I'm actually happy for the haunt because I'm not freaking out about the presentation.
Hmm. Okay.
That'll come the day of.
Yes, it will. But on that note, yeah, we have a lot going on. We have a party to plan, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So last year we did it the week, what would be next week. In terms of this exact episode, what would be next week?
Yes.
The week before. But since we're in full HauntCon go mode right now,
right,
we kind of just, this is all we can think about, so we wanted to do this now.
Yeah, we'll figure out something else for next week.
I'm sure something else will be great, it'll be wonderful, it'll be beautiful, whatever. But anyways, we had to do this for this week, so we are doing our HauntCon 2020 preview.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it sound like it's a hindsight preview, but it's not. It's a HauntCon preview for 2020. But first things first, we do have to do conference reminders. Even episode, that means I kick things off.
Mm-hmm. What's first?
I don't know. What could possibly be coming
what's
up next?
Next?
Maybe HauntCon / Halloween and Party Expo here in New Orleans, Louisiana, January 17th through the 19th at the Ernest and Memorial Convention Center. We'll be featuring us. We'll be talking a lot more about that in a minute. More details at HauntCon.com, but like I said, the full episode's about it. I don't feel like giving the total spiel right now.
Right, except our talk,
we're talking. It's going to be good.
Okay. All right. Anyway, after that, February 21st to the 23rd, it is HauntX, the Haunters DIY Expo in Pomona, California at the Fairplex. They will be touring Asylum Haunted House, lights on and off for that, and features a costume ball, HauntX.com for more info.
Then after that, March 19th through the 23rd, it's Transworld Halloween and Attraction Show in St. Louis, Missouri at the America Center, co-located with the Transworld's Christmas Show and the Room Escape Show.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna be some busy motherfuckers, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, I actually like this idea of consolidating those three because it, it saves people money in the long run.
Hopefully. I don't know if they're separate conference fees. You gotta look that up at haashow.com, HaaShow.com. But it also features tours of the Darkness and Limp Brewery. Also features a party at City Museum on Thursday, a performance by Vampire Circus on Friday, and a werewolf ball on Saturday. So lots of neat stuff going on there. Like I said earlier, the Ha Show, HaaShow.com for more details.
Okay, then May 15th through the 17th, it's the West Coast Haunters Convention in Portland, Oregon at the Doubletree Hotel Portland. Mm-hmm. They will be touring the Fear Haunted House. It also includes a costume ball, a silent auction, and the Nightmare After West Coast Haunters Convention Film Festival with a secret selection of films.
Yes.
HauntersConvention.com for more info about that.
And then after that, it's Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention at the Ohio State Reformatory, May 15th through the 17th in Mansfield, Ohio. Features a ghost hunt, a costume party, and haunted house tours. Okay, gotta brace myself to say this domain. It's at OhioHHC.com.
Yes. Yes, you have a new domain.
They have
it's
a new domain.
It's much better. Thank you, guys.
Yes, I guess I will not renew the one I bought for you guys.
Yeah, theirs is better.
Theirs is better.
Okay, and then finally for this week, June 5th through the 7th, it's Midwest Haunters Convention in Schaumburg, Illinois at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center Hotel. Tours are TBA, but we do know some of that because...
Yes, we do.
The Chicago Lost Souls bus tour operated by Japes & Company announced... which ones they will be
doing.
Yes,
hang on. I'm pulling that up now. We did not update it in the show notes, but you're absolutely right. We need to make sure we get
there. Sorry, I saw it on Facebook, and I remembered it.
But in addition to those tours, they
will have a costume party, because all of these have costume parties because we might like costumes. And a kids zone, which is interesting. I'm not sure what information's out there about that, but you can find out at MidwestHauntersConvention.com. And do you have those tours for us?
I'm working on it. I had to go to Lost Souls Haunted Bus Tour.
Right, because Midwest Haunters Convention.
Which is one of the reasons why I didn't get it in the notes.
Exactly. Doesn't have it on there.
They're doing the pre-convention bus tour, which will feature a band. God damn it, Facebook. It's doing the thing where it's jumping all around like a little bastard. Stop it. Abandoned Haunted House Complex, Disturbia, and Evil Intentions. We did Evil Intentions.
Yes.
With the Lost Souls tour, I think 2 years ago now.
Right.
In 2018. I know that was awesome. Japes is behind this. I trust Japes' judgment 110% in terms of what haunts are awesome and worth going to.
Yep.
There's only 5 people on this planet I would put my life into. If I had a gun to my head and say, go to the strange town and go to a good haunted house. Japes is one of the people I'm calling.
Yeah.
He's on my can I use a lifeline list for that.
Yeah.
So, complete trust there.
All right.
So, that brings us to our haunt.
Oh, God.
God damn. If we sound a little coffee and throaty, it's because we've been painting and working with a lot of fumes today.
Well, yeah, and the weather can't decide what it's going to do here.
Yeah. Because
2 days ago it was 70.
And then it's 40.
And now it's 40. So.
But I mean, okay, yeah. So the quick update on our haunt is, holy shit, so much work has gone into it.
Yeah.
We've spent the past week pretty much full time on it. And for a, you know, 5-room haunt, a 625 square foot 5-room haunt, that is a lot.
Yeah.
Basically... earlier this week, we got the entire haunt ready for paint.
Yes.
And then we looked around, and then we found a few more things we wanted to do on top of that.
I'm like, wouldn't this be cool?
Wouldn't this be a nice idea? And then we did it, and we realized we actually really liked it.
Yeah.
And now actual paint is going on walls as of yesterday and today.
Yes, yes. In fact, out there really late.
4 of the 5 rooms right now have rough paint on.
Yep, they have their base coats.
Base coats on, plus some elements. And the last room has, it's not so much a paint job as it, you'd have
right.
to, I'd try not to spoil things.
Yeah.
Because a non-insignificant number of these listeners are coming by.
Right, exactly.
But it's less of a paint job and more of a mini build.
Yeah.
That job is almost completed, and so that room is pretty much together now, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So all the rooms are in a good place in terms of rough paint and rough, you know, decoration. Up next, we're doing detailing, lighting, and that'll realistically be it. We're going to do some sound work, I know, but next weekend we'll be building the entranceway, which we're going to have time to do, it looks like.
Yeah.
And then that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
It's over. We'll be ready for that, and maybe we'll get to start to work on the presentation with a day or two to spare.
That'd be nice.
And I've got to say, we did learn a brutal lesson this week about trying to adapt real-world directions to a haunt build. And okay, I'm trying to think of how to do this without spoiling things.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a mechanism we bought that's designed for use in a home. It's a very beautiful, very...
Yes.
But we wanted it for a haunt application.
Right.
Which means we're totally flipping it. So we get it, we pull out all the pieces, and we do the smart thing, we get the directions, and these are very good directions that somebody was paid a lot of money to write.
Uh-huh.
And we get to step 2, and basically at this point, we throw the directions out the window, and we're taking a Sawzall to a rail.
Yeah. Pretty much.
This needs to be 6-inch.
Yeah.
Well, we should have eyewear for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting time.
It was.
It worked.
It did. I'm glad it worked.
And we no points for elegance if the customer can't see it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, long story short, I'm just amazed that somebody was paid that much money to write those directions, and then we two assholes come in with a Sawzall and fuck it all up.
Yeah, yeah, there were some interesting tactics used with that build. But I love the end result.
So, yeah, the end result is amazing. It's easily one of my favorite builds we've ever done, and it ends up being one of the most effective. I'm interested to see how the scare works.
Yeah.
I think the scare itself might have some issues, but we will see.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does, we have some ways we can modify and improve and make some changes. But so when you guys are coming through on Friday, we'll be able to see, you know, and see how the impact of it is.
Right.
It'll be
even though we know you're not normal haunt customers and you're not going to react the way everybody else is.
We can at least get a feel for how the scare is coming together.
Right.
And all that. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting time, I think, on Friday the 17th, which we know that once again, go to Haunt Weekly on Facebook. We have the event there. It's a pinned event.
Right.
I think we're pretty much full up.
We are. We are full up.
If there were a way on Facebook to turn off the event,
yeah,
I would to not accept new people. I would. I think we're at the max of what I feel comfortable we can handle.
Yeah, we're over that max for me, but yeah.
In fact, we're reaching out to a couple of the attendees we know that will have cars and see if they can help with transport.
Because they live in the area.
Because they live at least near-ish by.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll be doing that over the course of the next couple of days. So, yeah. But all in all, I think we're at a good place for that. I'm looking forward to it. Now, I feel weird doing this because it was a private email and nothing formal has been announced.
Right.
But I want to be transparent about this. We were actually approached directly by HauntCon.
Yes.
About possibly being a surprise first stop on their bus tour on Thursday.
Right. Just a late add-in, not really a surprise.
Yeah, just a late add-in. Hey, one more thing we're going to do. I've written them back, and I've said that we're willing to do it.
Right.
Perfectly willing to do it. The problem is, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
A, we will not have our actors.
Right.
In fact, one of the reasons we didn't actually approach HauntCon was because when we were talking with our actors and talking with everyone else about when the best time was, because one of my initial thoughts was, cool, we could do it on Thursday, maybe slip in on the bus tour, and then have our friends come by, too, that want to come, you know what I mean, time it out. You know what I mean? We could have everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be awesome. Our actors shot that down. The actors said, yeah, we can't do Thursday, we can do Friday or Saturday.
Right.
And you guys said to us, in particular Troy, said we can do Friday or Thursday.
Right.
Because I think Saturday is the party.
Saturday is the party.
And nobody was going to miss the party for
us. Yeah, it's also a private event that a lot of people I know are going to.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to
talk
put out
about.
There.
Yeah. There are other things. So basically, Friday was the day we fell upon.
Yeah.
With not much alternative. If they, I told them, A, we don't have actors, and B, we don't have a street.
Yeah.
Which means, I don't know how the hell you're getting a fucking bus here.
No.
I'm being honest. I mean, and like with you guys, with those of you who signed up for the event, we have a plan.
Yeah.
We're going to have you guys park on the main drag before the street, and then we are going to lead you to the house.
Right.
Through the yards, because we can do that with a small group of people that we know.
Right. And hopefully, like right now, there are some brave souls who are still going down our street, even though it's dirt. Hopefully, we will be able to have at least one car drop off in front of the house because we know of at least one person who will need closer assistance. Access.
Yeah. And we're going to work all that out. It's going to be fine. I'm not super worried about any of that, especially since, like I said, we'll have more people. We have a smaller group. There's a big difference between trying to get like 20-ish people there and with six people shepherding and 40 people there with two.
Yeah.
There's a huge mathematical difference there.
Well, yeah. And well, with one, really, because I wouldn't be here because they were wanting Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, there's a big mathematical difference there.
Yeah.
We're willing to work with them. And
so why are we telling them this?
Oh, yeah. We've said repeatedly that you guys are going to be the first to see it.
Yeah.
And I still believe you are.
Yes.
I don't see them accepting this crazy-ass proposal.
No.
But basically, even if they do come by, it will be a lights-on-only tour. That's all we can do.
Right.
And as a result of that, you will be the first to see the haunt as it is meant to be seen.
Or at least closer.
As close
as we can get it.
You can get it before the 17th.
Yeah, we've...
So
we've...
you will still be the first to see the Haunt.
Yeah.
It'll just be a lights-on tour for HauntCon Bus Tour, if that happens.
Yeah.
So being transparent, being honest with you guys, they approach... It surprised the fuck out of me they did it, I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
And I want to show as many people as I can, as long as they understand it's a home haunt, it's small.
Yes,
it's not... And it's built by two yahoos who...
who yeet directions, apparently.
Yeet directions immediately after opening.
To quote you.
So yeah, as long as you know all those things, it's cool. So just keep all that in mind if they do come. And I hope they do come, but I don't expect it.
Yeah.
All right, so that note, we are looking forward to HauntCon.
Yes.
But I have to say, as a preface to this, and to get the sad thing out of the way, it will likely be our last HauntCon for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, the reason isn't some kind of bitterness or upsetness because HauntCon sucks, or that we're sad it's leaving.
No.
Because next year it'll be in Dallas. With the move to Dallas, it basically just becomes any other convention for us.
Right. And we've been going to it for many years now.
We've done HauntCon, I think this is our fifth year.
Yeah, at least.
And the thing about Dallas that's kind of weird... Well, Dallas for us is awkward because it's like an 8 or 9 hour drive.
Right.
And so, yeah, you can drive it, but it's much better to fly it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to pay for hotel, airfare, likely a rental car or Uber and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've looked at the math. You can, for a plane ticket between New Orleans and Dallas, you can get pretty much a plane ticket anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
And so, why would I go to Dallas, a city I've spoken at 5 times already?
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan's done Dallas.
Yeah. I grew up in, well, I've lived in that area multiple times throughout my childhood, so.
So it's a town we're already familiar with. We've already seen a lot of what it has to offer. I won't say everything, it's a big city.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see something complete. If I have to do that traveling bit, I'd like to see something completely new.
Yep, me too.
And as we just did a whole list of conferences that sound awesome, maybe we'll go to HauntX. Maybe we'll go to Ohio. Maybe we'll go, you know, that's just, it opens the smorgasbord for 2021.
Exactly.
So, yeah, if you're with one of these conventions, make a pitch to us to get us there. Let us know why we should choose your convention.
Just to put it out there on a personal note, though, I cannot travel like the weekend of May 17th most of the time. Mm-hmm. Ellie's birthday is May 16th.
Yes, can't do that.
So we're not going on a trip then. But also, because of where I work, that is a, I can't take off work.
Yeah.
So, if you're planning it, please keep that in mind.
Yeah, but seriously.
Because I'd love to go.
Basically, we have the resources in terms of time, money, mental focus.
Right.
To do one really big out-of-state convention every year.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to pick a new one to us. We're going to go something and do see something and go somewhere we've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
And try to explore something new, because it's like I said, I'm not mad or anything. It's just, okay, well, if HauntCon's a traveling convention for us now, I'd rather travel to a new convention in a new place.
Exactly.
It's really that simple. So with that in mind, this being our last HauntCon, how do we want to maximize it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to go out with a bang, right?
Yeah.
So first things first, before we begin, there's a few previous episodes to check out. Episode 111, we did our preview for HauntCon 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 161, now we're into 2019 stuff, we did our HauntCon / New Orleans tips.
Yes.
This is the big one I would suggest people check out, especially if you've never been to New Orleans before.
Right. Yeah, this is more about...
161 is key.
Yeah, it's more about tips for places to go in New Orleans versus HauntCon side of it.
I mean, here's the thing. If you've never been to New Orleans before and you go to HauntCon and you don't do anything but HauntCon, you're missing out, dog.
Yeah.
You made a mistake.
Yeah.
You done goofed.
Yeah.
So my honest advice is listen to that episode, and we talk a lot about stuff within easy walking distance or even like pedicab distance.
Right.
From the convention center and the hotels.
Yeah, and Uber and Lyft are very,
very
cheap.
Very practical in this city. They're both very ready and very inexpensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Consider that. But we talk about a lot of stuff that you can get to and that you should definitely check out. And I mean, I don't remember everything we put in that episode, but most of it's still valid, I'm very sure, or nearly all of it.
Yeah, I don't think anything's closed down or impacted by the the collapsure.
Oh, good God almighty. Yes, I guess that's the item we have to add, is gotta go see the hotel collapse at North Rampart and Canal Street.
Yep.
You can't get too close to it, but you can get close enough.
You can get close enough to see how badly they fucked
up. I recommend this is a daytime trip, though.
Yeah.
You're going to want your daytime photos of this one.
Well, unless you're building something for your haunt where it looks like a collapsed building, because this is pretty much it.
I do, however, if you do go, please have a reasonable amount of respect. The reason being there are still two bodies trapped in there.
Yeah.
So, but it's just, it's... And apparently, if you miss it, this trip, you got until December of 2020 to see it.
Yeah.
You know, just one of those things, man.
Well, I mean, they're messing up Mardi Gras, too.
Yeah.
I mean, because the parades usually go down to that street to turn around. And now all of the Canal Street parades are having to reroute.
Yeah. All the Garden District parades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Now that I bummed myself out. Episode 165 is our 2019 HauntCon recap. We will, of course, do a HauntCon recap for this year. Ooh. We may even, I don't know how it's going to time out, we may end up having to push back a news episode or skip a news episode in order to do our HauntCon recap.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think episode 216 would be our HauntCon recap, which would be a news episode normally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
We'll figure it out.
Figure it out. So here's our HauntCon preview for 2020. Here's what's going down. Here's our thoughts on it as New Orleans area haunters.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah.
Blah. Okay, first off, the tour, which we may or may not somehow be a part of. And we're leaving that part out because...
We don't know.
We don't know. I'm assuming not, honestly.
Yeah.
Don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
No.
Or down.
No. Yeah. Oh, we have to go to a neighborhood?
Oh, God, we gotta go to a home, huh? Jesus Christ, those people.
Yeah. Pretty much.
They don't build with power tools. They just hammer the nails in with their fists. They punch them in. That'd actually be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, the tour features three haunts. All of them are Mississippi area haunts. The Terror Test, Terror on the Coast, and Trail of Terror. Terror Test is a lights off tour. It's called a Halloween ready tour type thing where they're going to be as close to Halloween as they can. Terror on the Coast is a lights on only tour. And Trail of Terror is apparently a lights off going through the haunt as it's meant to be seen tour.
Hmm.
We are familiar with two of these three haunts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be very interested to see what people say when they come on this tour.
Yeah, and nobody said anything last year. We tried to find out what people thought of...
The haunts they visited, yeah.
Yeah, because they went to Terror on the Coast last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was on their tour list. But I couldn't get any information from anybody. So if you're going on these tours...
Yeah, let us know what's up. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, I'll keep it simple. The Terror Test, when we last went, which was a long time ago now...
I think it's got new owners. I'm not positive.
No, and that's what I'm going to say. It had a lot of safety issues.
Right.
We had a lot of safety problems with it. The haunt itself was pretty cool. I mean, there was definitely the seed of a very good haunt in there.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of safety issues. And what disappointed us was when we did our review of it for Garbage Horror, rather than, you know, approaching us and saying, hey, how do we address these issues? What do you think we should do? They brigaded the video and downvoted us.
Yeah.
Which is funny because according to the YouTube algorithm, those count the same as thumbs up. They don't care which way the interaction that matters.
It's just an interaction.
So they actually helped more people see the video?
Yeah.
That ignoring it would have been the much better response. But they didn't do that. So, yeah, this was a long time ago. They've gotten new owners since, and the new owners have had a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so I know nothing about what the Terror Test is like now.
Right.
What I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
That's why I'm deathly curious, if you go... What's it like? Have they addressed those issues?
Right. Because with our haunt being done early this year...
We may be making a trip to Mississippi. Who knows?
We may be able to fit them in again.
I would... Because I mean, that's just it. One of the reasons we don't do Mississippi haunts is that the ones that we can... There's only a couple we can make without taking a really long drive.
Yeah.
It seems like Mississippi should be really goddamn close to New Orleans, but it's not. Especially these rural area haunts.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, 1 hour on the highway, then 3 fucking years on country roads.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
But anyway, so maybe we could. It might be a thing we can do. So if they've addressed those issues, I wouldn't mind going back. Because like I said, there was a lot of neat ideas there. There's a lot of neat things there. I would say Terror on the Coast. I don't think this will show on a Lights On tour, but they had a throughput issue that caused a really long queue line, like time-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think we waited over 2 hours in queue for what was basically a 10 to 12 minute haunt.
Yeah.
And it's not that 10 to 12 minutes is short, but 10 to 12 minutes is sure as hell short after waiting 2 hours.
Yeah, especially whenever you've got, you know, for us, an hour drive there. An hour and a half.
I thought it was an hour and a half. I thought we spent 3 hours in the car.
Yeah.
3 hours in the car, 2 hours in line, 10 minutes in haunt.
Yeah.
We've not made that return trip. But they actually approached us and said, yeah, we're aware of these issues. We're fixing them next year. But unfortunately, like I said, because of how far out they are, we've not been able to make it back. I want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
If they have. Because I would love to go there because they had a lot of neat, once again, they had a lot of neat stuff. It's definitely a haunt I would love to see Lights On. But, so yeah, I'm curious what this is about. We are not going on this tour. Like I said, we may accidentally be a part of it on the other side.
No idea.
Well, and by the way, we'll be doing updates on that on our Facebook page, Haunt Weekly at Facebook, and Haunt Weekly at Twitter, too. We'll probably be posting updates there. So keep tuned to those.
Yeah.
But yeah, in both of those cases, there's very likely they've made great improvements and great strides. And I hope they have, and I hope the best for both of them. I wish them both nothing but the best, genuinely.
Yeah.
And I'm deathly curious what's been going on at these haunts.
Yeah.
So yeah. And by the way, I have no idea the cost of the bus tour because it's not on the fucking site.
Of course not.
Every other ticket is. The fucking bus tour's not. You have to log into your account. I don't have a goddamn password.
Oops.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Don't know where my password went, and I didn't bother getting a new one. Anyway. So on that note, if you're going on the bus tour, please keep us posted and apprised.
Yes.
All right, education. This is going to be the bulk of this, even though we're about halfway into this episode already.
Yeah, well.
Here's the thing. I just wanted to do some highlights of talks that we personally are interested in. I could go through all 50 talks, and we could just read off what everyone is about, and that'd be boring as hell, and it'd be just the same thing that you get from the...
from just going to the site and looking.
Yeah, that's not very useful.
No.
But I want to say this is a personal list to us and our needs as specific types of home haunters and podcasters.
Right. Yeah.
If you're not included on this list, it's not a poo-poo. We're not poo-pooing anyone. This isn't, because I think, I can't think of a single presentation one. What the hell's that doing there?
No, not this year. In the past?
In the past, yes. Yeah. In the past, yeah, there have been a couple. But this year, it's like, no, this lineup, everyone, at least I can figure out who that presentation is for, even if it's not us.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone belongs for someone, just not necessarily us. So this is for us.
Yes.
Please take it that way. And like I said, not poo-pooing.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, right off the bat, Haunt Marketing Revolution by Fearworm Farm. This is by the Fearworm Farm team. It's a great team. I've spent some of their talks in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They always do great presentations, and we're always interested in more marketing stuff.
Yeah.
I have my degree in advertising. We talk a crap ton here about marketing.
Yeah.
Always looking for more stuff.
Exactly.
Got to fill an hour a week, so I could use some help, guys. Give me some notes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
After that, perspective taking and the framing effect, ensuring guests see what you want them to see. This is a Margie Kerr talk, and when I first read that topic, I thought it was going to be about sort of similar to what we're talking about with basic scare design, which is the magician tactics and making sure people are looking where you want, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's actually about marketing and about framing your experience so that you get cut, like the difference between saying something's 15% off or that you only pay 85%. One of those sounds like shit, one of those doesn't. If you can't figure out which, please never market anything.
Right, and I was surprised that Margie Kerr was the one giving this talk. Because she usually deals with fear and fear-based responses.
And she does have another one we list later, but...
Right, but, so yeah, that's... It's interesting.
Yeah, she's got the academic background in psychology. So I'm very interested to hear what she has to say about this.
Yes.
I'm always looking for new stuff in this area. And another one Friday, Q Line Acting with Great Power Comes Great Responsibility by Margaret Blackburn and Terry Rook. Okay, I'll be honest, I do not know them personally, who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They look familiar. I'm pretty sure I've seen them at HauntCon.
No.
But as a Q Line actor, I'm excited about this one. Every year, there's always a couple of really good talks about Q Line actors.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to make an effort to go to as many of them as I can.
Well, that's because it fits you.
Yeah, it fits my personal needs.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I usually try to hit the ones on actor management and getting the most out of your actors.
Yeah, exactly, and that makes sense for you.
Exactly.
All right. After that, Cheap Scares, Maximum Fright Factor on a Budget. It's by Leonard Pickle. We have a complicated view of Leonard Pickle.
Yeah.
We like a lot of his stuff. We don't like some of his stuff.
Yeah, well, okay, so I understand why it's in the list.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll go to it. I think I'll go to a different one. And the reason is that the first thing listed is Using Darkness.
Yeah.
Which is a cheap scare tactic.
Well, it's a cheap, and it's something that we do. No, it's something we do. But we also use it to hide, our fuck-ups.
Yeah.
And B, we also do it to ensure that we get people looking where we want.
Right. There's a difference between making a room completely black and having somebody in all black come out at people.
Yeah, there's a difference between darkness being the scare and using darkness to accent the scare.
Exactly.
And
sounds like a scare tactic.
It does. I have never been to this talk.
No.
I think he's given it before. I've never been to it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm actually kind of interested in it because I enjoyed his talk about design,
mm-hmm.
Even if it wasn't wholly relevant. He got me thinking about some different things. In fact, he was one of the ones that first started talking about prop-based layout and those issues. So, yeah, I mean, Leonard Pickle is someone that I disagree with and agree with, but when I agree with him, I really agree with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I passionately and violently agree with him. And when I disagree with him, I passionately and violently disagree with him.
Maybe you're just a passionate, violent person.
Maybe I am. Maybe that's why I'm a haunter. But no, so I'm very interested in the topic and his views on it. And I'm also interested in this next one for the exact same set of reasons.
Yes.
Other than, I have no particular strong feelings about Alex Lohman, other than I've been to his talks and they've been very good.
Yeah.
Circular Haunting, Getting the Most Scares Per Square Foot. Alex Lohman, we have 625 square goddamn feet.
Yeah.
I would love any help maximizing my space.
Exactly. And I'm not sure what circular haunting is. Like just the phrase. I'm not sure what he means by that.
He's got a very good hook there in terms of a term that I want to know more about.
Yeah. The only thing I could think of is like with Hell's Gate. If you've taken the behind the scenes tour there, which if you went on the Lost Souls, you did. That is just designed beautifully.
Yeah.
From a design standpoint alone, just the layout of it. Is ingenious.
Well, from a design,
compared to other haunts that we've been
to, they had the advantage, and this is kind of their unfair cheat code here,
right?
Of literally having built everything there from the ground up.
Yeah,
they started with nothing but a forest. They leveled the fucking forest, and they built everything to their specifications.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I think it's also thinking about it differently from the beginning.
Yeah,
because. You know, a lot of places have built up, but they've always heard, you know, the rabbit run around the outside edge is the way to go.
No, not at Hell's Gate.
But no, that's not how they do it at Hell's Gate.
Yeah, Hell's Gate.
It works so much better.
Hell's Gate was designed from the ground up to think about actors management / crowd control.
Yeah.
/ crowd flow. Over anything else.
Yeah.
And I'll say that in some cases, I think they might have sacrificed scare design a little bit for that. Because there were some rooms where I didn't feel the tactics were quite right.
Mm-hmm.
But they also are a haunt that isn't necessarily looking for the big pop scares. They're a haunt that's featuring more into the wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're the wow factor.
The wow factor is huge there.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to, holy, if you don't say holy shit at least a few times in that haunt, you're dead.
Yeah.
Check your pulse, man. You're dead.
Yeah. Anyway, circular haunting. We're
super
interested.
Curious about that. Yeah. Alex Lohman's done great presentations in the past.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely eager to see more of his work.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
We're going.
Crystal's
to...
trying to get the right point in the notes. I'm trying to cue her to kick it off.
No, I'm already there. Okay. I was looking for because on your anyway. Deep themed character and actor development with David D. Jones. Always interested in how to improve characters and make them more interesting.
Yeah.
Especially yours.
Well, we are more character driven than a lot of haunts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes largely from both of us being storytellers in our various trades. And me as a writer, you as a photographer and so forth, we like to tell stories.
Yeah.
And so naturally we want to tell a story with our haunt, and that involves having characters.
Yes.
So, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, after that, Sounds Like Hell, Character Voices for Haunt Actors by Dick Terhune. I hope I did not just butcher your name. I apologize, good sir, if I did. Terhune, sorry. But this is a great topic because as a Q-line actor, voice, character voice and so forth is something I'm deeply interested in. But also something we can incorporate, I hope, into sound design.
Right, that would be
cool. Especially with this year's theme, where we have a sort of an unseen killer thing going on.
Right.
We can incorporate character voices into the soundscape and maybe add an extra layer.
Yeah, that would be cool. And while you're at that, I am going to go to micro expressions and body language.
Oh, I almost added that one. Yes.
By Tanya Dollhouse. And sorry if I mispronounced your last name, Tanya.
We're going to be butchering a lot of names today. Please don't kick our asses.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, it really adds to your character to be able to bring out those little micro expressions and facial things that tell people, oh, you're scared, you're angry, you're happy, you know, you're insane. How do you do that if you aren't going to use words?
Well, you know, I don't know why you need that. You're the queen of RBF, so. Exactly. My point, exactly.
Yes. Yes. But if she can teach people how to do them, then maybe I can learn how to teach
other
people too.
Yes.
Because we have some very good actors. Like, I love all of our actors.
Yeah.
But they can, if they were able to add some of those micro expressions in, it would bring their characters to life even more.
Yeah. All right. We also have our talk on Saturday.
Yes.
Basic Scare Design, Scaring by Design. If you come into that one, I'll tell you straight, be prepared for a lot of talk about the design phase of a haunt.
Yeah.
Because realistically, we're going to be, basically the talk kind of stops almost when it's built.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
If you've already got a built haunt, you may be a little late for this talk.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? You're probably going to do some tear out and redesign, so come anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, this is the thing that we argue over the most.
Oh, good God.
But
you know what? That passion and that arguing, I think, is why we're both so damn good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
And why we can bring something to this.
Yeah.
And the other reason I think we can bring a lot to this is, A, we have studied this. We've done a lot of reading and studying on this.
Right.
Probably more than any other area of haunting.
Yeah.
Read books, read articles.
Yeah.
Studied peripheral vision, studied a bunch of different things to figure out the best approaches. But the other reason is because we only have 5 rooms.
Yeah.
If you have a 25-room haunt and one room fails, big fucking deal. You got 24 more.
Exactly.
If we have a scare that fucks and that dies...
Yeah.
That is murder.
It is.
We got to live with that crap every hour we're open like a tortuous.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Do not recommend. 0 stars.
Yes. Well, that's why with the new scare that we're not sure if it's going to be as effective as we hope it's going to be, I'm building in a second possible scare.
Nice. Always good to have a backup.
Yep.
All right. But after that, after us. After us, because you obviously came to our talk.
Obviously.
Monstrous merchandise at haunted attractions. Yes! Yes, goddamned yes. Scott Swenson doing it too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is one. I don't With these, I'm not saying I'll definitely be there for anything, because I don't know. Hong Kong's wacky like that.
Yeah.
I might get pulled aside into another thing. I can't make any promises.
Yeah, or we might get invited to go and do something.
Yeah, we might get invited to do something else. Who knows? I mean, Hong Kong's unpredictable. Yeah. I can't promise anything. I can almost promise I'm coming to this one.
Yeah, I've been to one of his merchandise talks at a Hong Kong years ago, and really enjoyed it and pulled a lot from it. In fact, we got an episode out of it. So.
And we did episode 190. We talked about a merchandise and the need to elevate our merch game. So I want to see this. I don't think I've ever been.
No. Yeah, that was
I think
one.
You did that one on your own.
Exactly.
So I'll go to that one at the very least. Mm-hmm. He has much more to say than we crammed in that one episode. And he is definitely more of an expert than we are.
Yeah.
We're just two assholes with a podcast, ultimately.
Yeah, pretty much.
And a lot of Google time. So, yeah, I'm excited about this one. And I'm glad Hong Kong's bringing it back. This one wasn't there last year, if I recall correct. I don't think
correct.
It was.
No, he wasn't there.
All right, moving on.
All right. Incremental revenue streams and ancillary events activation to drive year-round profits. Because we're always trying to tell you guys about more ideas to make money year-round.
Than just ticket sales. And
exactly. And this one's taught by... Of course you would give me this one.
Brian Llewellyn. I think it is. I'll jump on that grenade.
Yeah.
Brian, if I messed up your name, I'm the one you got to beat up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is another topic we've discussed many, many, many times on the show. Trying not just to do incremental year-round revenue, but also incremental streams during season.
Right.
And trying just to get more money to pad that bottom line. Because ticket prices alone aren't cutting it anymore.
Yeah, and we are businesses, first of all.
Yeah.
Well, not us, but guys.
Haunted attractions are businesses. Now, it's going to be interesting to get an outside perspective here, because he is with the Wright Museum, the W-R-I-T-E Museum in San Antonio, which I looked into it. Why the hell didn't we go to this when we were in San Antonio?
Because we were only there for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
5 minutes, 4 hours. Yeah.
This looks like a kick-ass. It's like natural history cultural museum for kids and adults. It looks pretty badass.
Yeah, because these tiny little museums, we go to these.
No, it's not a tiny museum.
Okay.
It's a Smithsonian affiliate museum.
Oh, Jesus.
This ain't no time.
Never mind. I take it back. But we do find ourselves in random museums.
The Spear Throwing Museum.
Chunking.
Well, I think the title was the Spear Throwing Museum, and it was Meet the Spear Chunker.
Yeah.
I think...
They should have just named it Spear Chunker.
It would have been a much better title, I got to admit. Yeah. I missed opportunity there. But anyways, I'm excited about this one because we've been talking about it a lot. I'm always looking for new ideas.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's faux. Distressing techniques for your haunt. Rich Cimino... we're always looking for distressing techniques.
Yeah.
You'll probably be the one to go to this one, honestly.
Probably, because I do all of the little detail stuff.
You do most of the... Because you're the artist. You're the visual artist. You're the painter. I paint about as well as I do dentistry. I can basically coat your things in one color, and that's... Yep, that's a wall. And finally... For Saturday, I should say, is the Women in Haunting.
Right.
It's a panel event. Includes Alex Hebert, Alyssa Kleckner, Amy Holloman, Liz Irving, and Margie Kerr. Obviously, we've done a whole series about Women in Haunting.
Right.
Important topic for us. Definitely. We checked out the one last year. It was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it last year.
And last year, it was not just a good topic and a good thing to do, but it was a well-done panel.
It was.
They actually managed and kept the panel in check. Because a lot of these panel conversations can just go right off the rails.
Right, or if there's one person who speaks up a little bit more, they can get more time, and this was very balanced.
Yeah, they did a very good job getting everyone to speak, getting all the different perspectives, and actually do some audience participation in it.
Right.
It was probably one of the best done panel presentations I've been to, and I've been to a lot of goddamn panel presentations in my time. Sunday. Going pro, making the transition to your first commercial attraction, or taking your existing attractions to the next level. Brian Llewellyn again. I like this conversation's taking place. Leonard Pickle does one about getting started.
Yeah.
We've seen his view on it.
Yeah.
I did not find his super helpful, to be honest.
Okay.
For a lot of reasons. And the biggest reason is because, and this is his own admission, he admits he doesn't have the answer to the most fundamental questions, which are where do you get your funding?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Brian Llewellyn will, but I think Leonard, he's given that talk so many times for so long. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in a fresh take.
Yes.
How about that?
That's fair.
And I think he's going to bring it. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Okay. And then high impact, simple makeup effects that won't break the bank. We're always looking for ways to save money and budget. Samet
Zenlati. Samet Zenlati, I think is how you say it.
Okay. But yeah, because we always have a rush job on our makeup. I think our makeup and costuming is probably one of our weaker points.
Yeah. And he said, and according to the description, there's going to be stuff about how to make your severed limbs look better and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And considering the number of severed limbs we own...
Like more than a trash can full?
We have to have separate giant bins for the severed limbs.
Yeah.
Because we own so many. And it's like, for a haunt our size, we do not need that many severed limbs. But we probably honestly do.
I disagree with you on that. I'm already thinking of places to put severed limbs.
Anyways, it's a great topic for us. Yeah. Like you said, makeup and costume is an area we perpetually struggle for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. It's not an area either of us have a lot of experience in, but also it's not a lot of area we get to put, not an area we get to put a lot of time into.
Mm-hmm.
So this hopefully will help us support our game there.
Yeah.
Also, interactive attractions that boost revenue by Mike Quill. Obviously, if you go back to our previous episodes, talking about supplemental attractions, VR attractions, escape rooms, mini escape games, we talk about those things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So something else, yeah, we'll be talking about there. And that's,
yeah, and it's also something, you know, to look forward to see if we're going to see anything new when we go to new haunts.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what should we expect as haunt customers?
Yeah, what should we be saving our pennies for?
Yeah, exactly.
All in all, it's a great lineup. Like I said earlier, I don't recall seeing any presentation. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that I may also be going to the how to start a Haunter.
Oh.
Troy is putting it on.
Hang on. I got it open here. Yeah, it's... But yeah, I know what you're talking about. A haunt...
it's a community, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I can't remember the exact name of it. I'm okay. Sorry. Yeah, I had it up earlier, but there's... The way that their site works is stupid.
And that's one of the problems.
I can't just open up tabs...
Yeah.
...by clicking on the link.
Yeah, they're educated, and this is going to... You can definitely take this criticism to the bank.
Yeah.
The provider they're using for their education schedule, because it takes you to a third-party domain.
Right, exactly. Creating Haunter Associations Haunter on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but so, yeah, Troy's talk there will be interesting. Definitely something to check out. I don't know if we're interested in starting a Haunters Association.
I would be interested in it just because with HauntCon leaving, that leaves room for something like that for Louisiana. I think we have enough Haunters in Louisiana to do something.
Okay. But yeah, my biggest gripe about the HauntCon website is that their education calendar stinks.
It does.
It just outright stinks. There's no way to sugarcoat it.
No, because I'm like, okay, right-click, open a new tab. It opens the whole damn schedule again instead of just the
part. And here's the other thing that pisses me off. I found a trick about two-thirds the way through doing the notes, which is you can go to the very tippy top and say, I want the full schedule. There's a full mode.
Oh.
Where it says summary view, you can switch it to full view. And it's not the full view. It doesn't give you the names of everyone. Like, you do that, like, with our talk, even though we obviously are registered and both of us have photos and all that stuff, it doesn't list our names.
Well, it doesn't have my photo.
Well, it doesn't list our names either way.
Yeah. That's stupid.
It's a terrible conference calendar and... Yeah, that's the everything else about the HauntCon website, other than not putting the price of the tour where it's easily accessible, is very good. But that is I spent some time wanting to throw my laptop out a window as I was working on this.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got about only a few more minutes, really.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to move on from beating up on the HauntCon education calendar. The trade show. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the trade show. We don't have time to talk about the trade show properly because there's far, 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 far too many great exhibitors coming.
Yeah.
And especially when you factor in the Halloween and Party Expo side, which we will have access to.
Right.
There's just way too much to talk and think about. The scene build they're doing this year does look really, really cool. It's another New Orleans-style cemetery.
Yeah.
It looks pretty badass.
With proceeds for that going to
the charity. Magic wheelchair.
Magic wheelchair.
I had to look it up. Sorry.
It's an M wheelchair.
So. The morbid wheelchair.
No. Well,
the mega wheelchair.
So morbid would work, actually, but no. Magic.
But anyways, they also have a new addition this year with a snake pit class and discussion area, which I think is a cool idea, because previously what they did was they just had tables set up in between the...
And it wasn't on the calendar, and nobody really knew what was going on, and so people would just use those tables to eat lunch.
Yeah. And then it has my favorite addition to the trade show floor, a bar with a DJ.
Yeah.
This con's going to get interesting, man.
Yeah, if we're not at one of the talks we just mentioned, find us at the bar.
You know where to find us. So yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of bars.
Yes.
Also, we're very excited about the Brews, Booze, and Boo. The Brewing Booze and Booze Ball. That is a fucking mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
We went to it last year for the first time. We're not party people. You have to understand that. We like our small, intimate get-togethers.
Yeah.
We like hanging out with, like, at most, like a dozen friends in a quiet place where we can chat and hang out and share a few drinks.
Yeah.
That's more our scene.
Yeah.
So this idea of a big party with hundreds of people in an open bar did not appeal to us. It should have.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what happened was we wound up spending most of the time with a few people that we did know and felt comfortable around, you know.
Yeah.
But because, you were very good with people, like just coming up and talking and starting conversations. Mm-hmm. I'm not that person. If you try to approach me at a party or at the conference, please just say hello, because, you know, I may not look the most approachable.
Well, and we have different levels of introvert versus extrovert.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert naturally who's had to learn extroverted tendencies thanks to my job.
Yeah, I never had to do that.
Because I think when we started dating, like this is going back 20 years almost, we were about the same level of introvertedness.
Yeah.
We were pretty much at that same place.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, I may have been even more introverted a little bit. Because when we were dating other people, we were the...
How many people have a conversation tried into contest of, I'm more introverted than you are?
But I don't know, but we were at least in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
And then with my job and the conferences and everything, I had to learn how to be more extroverted.
Right.
And so I've gotten better at it. I find it very draining and tiring, but right. I can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently I can come off as a snob, and I don't mean to be. I'm just uncomfortable.
But yeah, there's 3 hours of open bar to be had.
Yes.
Can't wait. It'll be at the same location. The location was fine.
Yeah.
I had no real positive or negative things to say about the location other than it's difficult to get a drink during the open bar hours.
Yeah, that's why you sent me.
Yeah.
I was able to get them fairly quickly.
You were. I don't know how the fuck... Okay, speaking of this introversion and extroversion thing, she has the magic, I can get the bartender's attention thing. I'm like fucking invisible to bartenders.
Yeah.
I'm like fucking transparent. I don't know what that is. Anyways, we're definitely planning to Uber or Lyft to that.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm going to go in full costume again, though.
I'm going in costume.
I may go in a costume.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyways,
I may go. Make
a note though, if you are planning to go in costume, the event gets kind of crowded,
mm-hmm.
and so a bulky costume may be unwise.
Or a hot one,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just a warning there. All right, there are some random other events just to close it out. There's a Friday night fashion show. There's a Friday night event at Fulton Alley Network, called the Fulton Alley Networking Party at Fulton Alley.
Mm-hmm.
It's a event space. It's a bar/event space near the conference center. I've never been there.
Oh, I thought we had.
We had?
Yeah, for, anyway, I thought we had.
No, yes, you were right.
Where they were presenting, like, new business ideas and
yes,
shit.
We did go there. That was it. You were right. I think that was it.
Yeah.
We'll be busy with our event. Now, you can easily make our haunt visit and this, because our haunt visit's at 7:30 and this event goes on to 11 and probably past.
Yeah.
So if you want to do both, you can.
Yeah.
But we'll be busy with our event and probably with the after party and drinking from those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
We intend to raid Crown and Anchor, and then they'll probably raid the East Bank, and I'll probably go work on the presentation.
Yeah, we need to make sure that they know to have one of the seasoned bartenders at Crown and Anchor for the 17th.
Yep, we'll do that. We'll let them know.
Yeah.
All right. There's also the Haunted Trends main stage, which will include the Artist Battleground and more. They actually have not announced the schedule for that stage yet, which I find weird, but hey, it's going on. Something's going to be happening there. You never know. And of course, there's a Halloween and Party Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we didn't do much with the Halloween and Party Expo.
No, but last year, I didn't have a headdress business.
Points.
Yeah.
And shots. All right, so that note, we'll probably be doing more with it this year.
Yeah.
All in all, I think Hong Kong's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm excited. The education lineup is stacked.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big names and a lot of great talks. I'm very excited about HauntCon. I gotta say, this year, the management seems, and my limited experience, my limited interaction, seems much more on the ball.
Yeah.
They've been very responsive to queries I've had. They've been in clarifications. They've been very, very good about running this. So yeah, I think HauntCon's definitely on the ascendancy here, and I hope it. And we have a great 2020, and I hope it does well in 2021.
Yeah,
I probably won't be there.
Nope.
But I do hope nothing but best things for it.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're having a party.
Yeah.
We're starting the party off here Friday.
And then we got to figure out what the hell's going on in November with the Legendary Haunt Tour.
Oh yeah, they're coming here.
Yeah, we might have to see about working something out with them.
Okay.
It could be fun. I like a challenge.
Yeah.
All right, but on that note, everyone, thank you very much for spending the past hour with us. Now that Crystal is locked in terror.
Well,
Brain reboot.
Yeah, I'm just hoping we have a road by then.
Oh, baby Jesus, I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Yes, it's the answer.
But on that note, please take a minute, follow us at hauntweekly.com or hauntweekly on Twitter. Hauntweekly, we enjoy your follows, your tweets, your shares, your likes, all that social media stuff I'm supposed to tell you to do and I never do. Please do it.
Yeah.
Because I never do the like and the share thing. I just say follow us. Follow us is like only apparently like a third of the social media equation. Also, you can find us at youtube.com/hauntweekly. That's our YouTube channel. It's probably the easiest way to, when we say, go to random episode, whatever, that's probably the easiest place to get it.
Yeah.
Also, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, you'll find us there. They let us in. I don't know why. I wouldn't.
No.
I refuse to be a member of a club that would have me.
Ew.
Refuse to join a club that would have me as a member. That's Groucho Marx. On that note, everyone, until next time, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And we will see you guys next week.